Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, hello. Welcome to this very special edition. Yes, very special edition of Trend It by Ostrand Malone. Mahone, the YouTube singer kid that I don't know why that was in my head, but I don't know 741. Anyway, I'm Miles, and I am joined by Joelle Monique. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here. We're making it work.
Good to see you. Yeah, we're just trying to look. Been a fucking hell of a week. But you know what? If you can guard your eyes from the stupidity, you can kind of have fun with it. But let's talk about what's trending as of this moment on this Friday, April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day. I don't think I've interacted with anything on the internet that remotely seemed like a prank, so I count myself lucky. Okay. First trending topic, Ramadan. It's the first day of Ramadan.
Hey.
So shout out to those observing for this next month. Hope it's a good one. To those that observe.
I hope nobody waves the smell of delicious food in your face when you're trying to fast and be faithful. I hope that the nights come quickly so that you can get your grub on. I hope that it's the cleansing and reflective time that you're seeking and that you get the spiritual clarity that you need.
Exactly. One of my friends who grew up in Saudi Arabia, he said he used to just stay up at night and then sleep during the day.
It makes sense to me.
Do the hack. And I was like,
I feel like that's maybe cheating. I'm not in the spirit of the holiday, but listen, you do what you got to do. I get it.
He grew up Muslim, but then he became a surfer. So I think he was always
Listen, when I was an observant Catholic, did I use it as an excuse on Fridays to go get my fish sandwich from McDonald's, even though they taste it? I don't know what I was doing.
What?
But I was like, that's when you eat fish during Lent is on Friday. So we got to go to McDonald's and get a fish sandwich. When I was a Catholic, I was 8, so
right.
It was a different time.
Wait, you had shame? Yeah. You had shame around getting a filet of fish?
I have shame about it now. Back then, I was eager. I was real happy. I was like, "We getting some fish? Let's go!"
Right.
But now I'm like, "What were you thinking? You could I could have come home and like I don't know, made salmon."
Look, I eat all fish-based fast food products. People know this about me. I'm a Subway tuna fanatic. You damn right I'm eating a fucking filet of fish.
Even post, it's not real tuna gate situation.
Yeah, because if you really look at that, right, like, it's not like they're putting a bunch of crunched up Tevas or something in there and telling you it's tuna. Like, a lot of people are saying, like, it's like, cooked down and processed to the point where a lot of, like, the biological material that would have been in a test is just destroyed in the cooking process. So that's what could bring inconclusive results. Either way, I don't care. If it is fucking ground up Tevas, then God damn. I'll go to a fucking thrift store and be like, y'all got Tevas here? Because I need to make some tuna later. But yeah, shout out to all the people who eat fast food fish. I got eating fast food Filet-O-Fish because my mom, being Japanese, wasn't really feeling burgers, and a lot of fish is eaten in Japan. So as a kid, the first thing my mom was like, okay, here's your first McDonald's thing you'll ever interact with, the Filet-O-Fish. I didn't have a fucking burger or a little nuggies till I was like seven or something.
What a gift your mom was. Come on. Yeah, a blessing.
That's how she works. Next thing trending, Northern Lights.
Yes, y'all, there's a moderate to strong geomagnetic storm from increased activity on the sun, which could bring aurora borealis if you're in the Pacific Northwest tonight. We live in Los Angeles. I'm still be outside looking for lights. Apparently, the Alaskans are telling me that you whistle at it and it brings you luck. So, you know, if you get a glimpse of them, get to whistling your song. Not Dixie.
Yeah.
Not Dixie. And
don't catcall the aurora either. Not that
kind of
like.
No, that's rude. That's rude.
Yeah.
What's the whistle song?
Oh, can look at those one? Lights.
Hey.
Oh, check out the coronal discharge or whatever.
Brian, look at the colors on you, Ma. Amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. So yeah, if you know, a little bit further south, you might get a chance to see, like, I don't know, a wonder of the earth. I think aurora borealis is so cool. And it's because of the sun. That's wild.
I've never seen it, but it is something I do want to see. Oh, you did?
Upper state Wisconsin on a trip to like one of those indoor water park hotel situations.
Oh, right. Because that's like the water park capital over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So as a kid, that's what we used to do. We either go to the Indiana Dunes or head up to Wisconsin and go to one of the indoor water parks. And we were out at night one night, and I'm like, what is, there are like ribbons of light across the sky. And they're like, that's the borealis. I was like, that's effing nuts. But I haven't seen it since. I want to go. There's this place in Canada called Yellowknife that's like almost on top of the world. And there's a point in the year where for like weeks on end, it's just constantly twilight. It's my dream to go there for like a month and just like write and hang out, smoke good weed, catch all the good vibes.
Damn. So shout out to the angel constellation in the sky, the David Boreanaz, that you can see, for all my Buffy fans out there. That was a David Boreanaz reference. Okay. Next trending thing is Amazon, because the first Amazon warehouse has unionized.
Oh, this is such an exciting, it is so hard to get a union going, guys. And especially in a place like Amazon that not just actively brought in 5-0 to try to police and shut down these things, not just fired community leaders, basically disrupting the process of developing a union, but now has started these like national commercials that are meant to brainwash the public and being like, listen, our employees, we treat them right. We don't make people pee in bottles. That never happened. We definitely took COVID seriously and everyone was masked. Didn't kill people in that tornado when the alarm was going off and demanded they stay outside and work. That's not us. We love our people. But even at the bottom of that commercial, there's like a disclaimer, which is like for full-time employees only. And you know that Amazon is not constantly hiring full-time in their factories. So it's really vital that Amazon and spaces like that, especially these large warehouses, are able to unionize, because conditions can just become horrible so quickly. I'm hoping we see something similar happening in our meatpacking and slaughterhouses, because the conditions they've been living under for years just truly, truly awful. So I'm very excited. I know it took just a great amount of effort, a lot of fear. You know, risking your job in the middle of a pandemic is no joke. So yeah, shout out to them. Congratulations.
You love to see, not really love, because like, you know, you'd wish that the money Amazon actually spent on busting the union could have just been paid. You know, it can be like, well, if we're going to pay $4 million in 1 year to try and fuck with these unions from forming at the Bessemer facility in Alabama and this one in Staten Island, these people are being paying like something like over $3,000 a day to be there, to be like just getting people's ears, talking all this shit about the union, trying to be like, well, you know, the fees. And like, I don't know if they're really looking out for your interests, yada, 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 or doing these like captive audience type things, or they're like, okay, everybody, we're going to do a quick talk. You have to listen to what I'm saying, where I will try and besmirch the union to prevent you from unionizing here.
It's kind of embarrassing that they would think that their workers aren't A, in communication with one another, and B, not intelligent enough to fight for better conditions overall. Like, so many, it's really, and I think even more frustrating in a society where we're constantly hearing like, people don't want to work anymore. Like, nobody wants to work.
Right.
They're not taking these, they don't want to work. when they're like actively fighting to be like, I would love to keep this job and work here. I just want to do it in a way that is sane and safe. Like, I just want to not be working 18-hour days. And I need, you know, if throw out my back, I need to make sure that my medical is still going to be covered and I can come back to work when I'm healthy. It's like, it's basic human stuff. Amazon makes so much money. I really can't wrap my mind around somebody being like, yeah, I bought a whole block in Boston to build a giant unnecessary mansion that I'll visit twice a year. But I can't fix your air conditioning and I don't want to give you health care because you're just like a dirty worker.
You're a dirty worker because shareholder value. Come on. I don't want to say dirty worker. I'm just saying the shareholder value is more important than your life. Okay, loser. Out my face.
And fuck the stock market.
This is the same thing with like Starbucks too. They were fighting so hard to prevent that union from happening in Buffalo, New York. And it's because with companies like this, the second one place unionizes, it typically creates a cascading effect where other workers realize their potential. They understand their power and they start saying, you know what, actually, maybe we need to do that here so we can guarantee livable outcomes for ourselves. And again, that speaks to why you see people like in Starbucks, you saw Howard Schultz like come back from the grave to be like, hey, I used to be the CEO. Let me tell you a terrible metaphor about a Holocaust blanket and talk about how that's why you shouldn't be in a union. And on top of this, the money that Amazon's spending, because, you know, once this thing happens, it's kind of like Pandora's box. Hopefully this is Pandora's box opening for more collective action and organizing and unionization. But we shall see.
Condé Nast just announced they're trying to unionize, which is huge, especially if you've ever worked for Condé Nast. Their payout system forever long to get paid from that.
Yo, they used to do people. I used to work there. It took me years to become full time because I was on permalance shit like they do people. And then when you'd have like freelancers be like, okay, so I still haven't gotten paid. I'm like, yes, it's net 90 sometimes here. 90 days before you're paid.
3 months, you guys, I was freelancing semi-regularly there years ago, and it was the same situation where it would be like, this article is going to run tomorrow, and we'll see you in the fall. I'd be like, what the hell?
Huh?
So stressful. So,
yeah.
I'm glad this place is
ours. And dedicated people. Like,
yeah.
When you're writing and making content, it's hard to, like, fake that shit. You know, it's not like, you know, because like part of you is like you're doing it because you do like to write or you do like to create. And it's very easy to get exploited because of your natural inclination to want to do those things and be accepted by this company.
Well, and
do
the all pay this is on. So low that you just feel like you have to take, you know, I remember like they offered me $1,000 for one piece. And I was like, my God, this is so much money. You know, I get paid like $50 for 800 words, like
$1,000
for one article. Like it was bananas to me at the time. And now knowing like somebody was talking about like 1990s Vogue writers and they were making.
That clip, was that an excerpt from like a Vanity Fair article?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I was on the floor. I was like, we used to have careers.
Right. They're like, I was on retainer for like $300K a year. You're like,
back when we respected writers.
Ooh.
Oh man, anyway, a dream. But yeah, so shout out to everybody, literally everybody who's unionizing right now. I really feel like this is a worker revolution is happening and it's very exciting.
I just want more dominoes to fall, please. More and more and more and more and more and more.
Power to the people.
There's more of us than them. And that's the thing they want to keep trying to make sure you don't figure that part out. Remember how they freaked out when people just went in the streets in 2020?
Back to work. We can't give y'all any more free money. You out here advocating for yourselves? Insanity.
Yeah. No. Put them back. Turn the machine back on. Mm-hmm.
You got to go back to an office. Be oppressed. We don't like this.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk some more trends.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and
Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. Marijuana is trending because the House of Representatives today, they voted for the second time to decriminalize cannabis. And, you know, pretty much down party lines for the most part. But, you know, before we start, you know, setting off blunts in the air, just know that, like everything, it will probably just die in the Senate. So keep your eyes peeled on that. But it's funny when you always see like certain headlines about like something being passed in the House, and it should just be like, yeah, wait for the so much shit goes out of the House, but then it has to go to the fucking Senate, as Mitch McConnell calls it, his graveyard, his favorite graveyard. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, is leaving her position, it sounds like, and is set to join MSNBC to be a host. And I have no issue with that. Good for you, Jen Psaki. Great to see you found, you're probably getting, that's a fucking check, because I'm sure you're like, well, you kind of tap out working for the federal government. Give me that peacock money.
That's a wardrobe budget. You're going to have your hair laid every day. Buy yourself one of those nice, like, brownstones. You got it, girl. Congratulations.
And plus... And then the network knows you're not going to start saying some wild leftist shit on TV, because you came from the White House. You know what it is. You know what the guardrails are for how we're going to talk on this channel. Love to see that revolving door if people just go from like, I was here to just be the mouthpiece for an administration, and now I'm that, but on TV. But you're going to have to, you'll just accept what I'm saying as not being a total propaganda all the time. But anyway, love to see it. Hey, MSNBC, man, I love, let's talk, you know, let's do a show called Smoking Weed with Jeff Bezos.
Hey.
Hey, Jeff, man, what do people get wrong about you? They're like, God, what happened to him?
Talk to us about those $5 bongs on Amazon. How good are they really? Is that downstem really airtight, or you get drinking water every time you take a hit?
You know, he's like, well, I wouldn't smoke that. He's like, there's all kinds of BPAs and shit. The plastic ones, do not. Miles, I'm going to take, are we rolling? Don't smoke that. Don't smoke that. Do never, never smoke that. Promise me you'll never smoke that. I'm like, okay, all right, Jeff, well, never smoke.
We're good, Jeff.
Promise me.
Why are you selling them on your site? My God.
Because of fucking make me money, okay?
and my spaceship won't be built quick enough. Okay.
Okay, just, we get it. We get it. It's okay, buddy.
You're freaking the audience out, man. Just keep smoking the weed. Let's talk about, here, let's put this new episode of Moon Knight on and you tell me about why it sucks. He has this weird takes on media. God. Don't give him any ideas. Mm-mm. I wonder how much he's sweating right now. Probably not at all, because he's the world's whatever.
Yeah, he's fine. I bet he's just watching his wife like give his money away and is dying, though. I think he's on the floor about it. I think he's like, she gave how much to who? Does she know that if we had invested that, we could earn it back 6 times in 2 years? What is she doing?
She wants to help people. I keep telling her that's a myth that you can help people. People help themselves.
They don't know how to spend money, okay? They don't know how to use it right, and that's why we have it, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Ridiculous.
And then let's check in with the box office, because Jared Leto, this man is in so many, I guess I'm like, he's in so many movies, but I'm just thinking about the WeWork thing that's been blasted in front of
everyone
my eyes.
Everyone wants me to watch it, and I just don't care. I didn't care about WeWork, the business, when it started popping. I was like, is this another LA cult? And they were like, no, it's like a business shared space office. It's so weird.
You know, full disclosure, when we first started this podcast, we were recording out of a closet at WeWork.
Stop it.
Because they didn't have a proper space for us to record a podcast. Whoa. There. And it was wild. It was like me, Anna, and Jack in the tiniest room. And it was just like, all right, I'm just going to have some more of this fruit water. They have the water with the cut up fruit. Gotta say,
I love nice it. Touch. I love it. I don't like making it at home because I can't drink it fast enough. And I'm not trying to clean out those little bottles all the time. So like the idea of going somewhere else where it's like cold and it's like strawberries, mint, and cucumbers. Oh. Done.
Oh.
Done. I'm a bougie bitch and I love it.
So Morbius.
Yeah.
This is a Sony MCU joint.
Yeah. So it's a Sony owned property. They own the rights to the character.
Right.
Marvel was not involved like they are with Spider-Man. So this is pretty much just Sony. And it's supposed to start the Dark Universe. So you're going to have people like Blade coming in. Kit Harington's character from the Eternals would probably fall under this category. There's a lot of cool stuff to do. Marvel's trying to go away from just the like Americana superhero. And so the Disney people are like, okay, well, let's focus on kids and bring a lot of young people in. Spider-Man has really kicked that off, but we're going to have Kamala coming up. We have America Chavez coming up in Multiverse of Madness. And then the other side of that is they took the Netflix properties, added them to Disney Plus. Those are much more violent and bloody than anything we've seen in the stand-up MCU.
Like the Luke Cages?
The Luke Cages and your Daredevils. Yes, your Jessica Joneses. That is all now on Disney. It was funny when I logged in the day after they came up. It was like, is this a space for mature viewers or is this kids only? I was like, oh, we're changing over here in Disney Plus land.
What is it for? Because weren't they like cleaning up scenes in the Falcon and Winter Soldier
or
something?
But
like,
I think
weren't they editing some stuff?
Falcon, so they did edit that, which is why physical property matters, guys. You got to buy your DVDs and shit. They can just do whatever they want with digital. It's literally not the same TV show you watched. But that show also is probably their most panned show. Since they started releasing these Marvel TV shows in the pandemic. And it makes sense to me to clean it up because there's not that much in there happening. And I think I think they're going to try to make the guy we all view as like a white supremacist, awful douche, a hero. And I think they recognized that it came off like that. And they are trying to pivot and adjust. Because when they ended it and they were like, he's a hero. I was like, that asshole? No.
Yeah, he saved the white race. Oh, wait, actually, okay.
No, it's messy and it's bad. His black friend died for him. I didn't like it at all. I had to watch a black man be shot. I was like, why are we doing this, Disney? Disgusting. So Morbius is...
to make this guy a hero. Oh, double no.
Oh, yikes. That whole property really, the pandemic rocked it a little too hard because they were going to have a pandemic in the show and then... they didn't want to have that when there was an actual pandemic going on. So too many changes for that show, I think, to be successful. There is a new Captain America movie planned starring Anthony Mackie. I'll be interested to see how that plays out. But as they're going darker, they're bringing Morbius. He is like an anti-hero kind of, you know, he's got to feast on people to live, but maybe he'll just attack the baddies. Dope. He's trying to cure children. He's benevolent. The movie did not do well. It only earned $33 million. It's projected to earn $33 million its opening weekend. Deadline does say it could go as high as 50, but even if it reaches all the way to the top of 50, it's still not doing anywhere near numbers of like Venom 2, which did 90.1 million in its opening weekend.
I think, Jared Leto just isn't, I don't know how much of a draw he is, you know, in that sense. Like, I get he kind of looks spooky like Morbius, but I feel like, I don't know if that's working for or against people wanting this, because my first thought of Morbius was that one toy that was always at Toys R Us that nobody fucking wanted.
First of
all, everybody wanted this Spider-Man and the other ones. I was like, damn, all they got is Morbius.
I don't want this one. Yeah, I think after his success, and I'm putting that in quotes, as the Joker for Suicide Squad, you know, it did rally a very specific fan base. You know, he has a 30 Seconds to Mars fan base. He has an Oscar. Right. I think the thought process is like, oh, this is a person who's done the same caliber of work as a lot of the big people that we've brought in. But my thing is, and I think it's something we're going to continue to learn as these movies can like come out, we don't want to see stars in name roles unless they can act the hell out of it, right? So like,
yeah, or they embody the character so much, like, of course they are, because that's the only choice.
Yeah, like, we know that Mahershala Ali is going to kill Blade because Mahershala Ali has never given a bad performance in his entire life, and he's cool as hell. Like, the vibes are there.
And he drinks blood.
Exactly. But otherwise, you know, we've really been enjoying discovering these new talents and as the face of the characters. You know, you made three Chris's famous off of these movies. Like, it's fine. Bring in some new blood. And again, we're seeing that with a lot of these young performers coming in to do the teenage sidekicks. We'll see. I don't think this was going to be good at all. And it doesn't have the same flavor as like a Venom. Venom is a movie that you can watch it and be like, this is not high art, but everyone making it enjoys the hell out of it. And therefore it becomes fun to watch. And that director's timing is just, it's so on point that it sort of works. It's one of those, it's so bad, it's good. And I guess Morbius just didn't hit that same flavor.
So bad, it's bad.
It was just bad. People were bored. They didn't like it. I think it was kind of silly and just didn't work overall. So I will watch it when it hits streaming, as I must watch all of these movies. It was not worth a movie ticket to me. And it seems like probably not to a lot of other people. I'll see you in 3 weeks. See you in 3 weeks.
Shout out Bored BS, because we're bored with this. Okay, that's going to do it for today and this week. What a week. We'll be back next week, obviously, with more continued analysis, cutting commentary, as you are used to from this fine podcast. But yeah, have a good weekend, y'all. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Don't be a trash person. You know what I mean? Like, stick up to shit like racism, homophobia, transphobia, misogyny, whatever it is. Don't just be like, don't let that shit cook in front of you. Okay? Until next time, we will talk to you and be good. Bye. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeitgang, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway, And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.